Welcome to Eagle Eye.
What a break from Manoa!
Interviewing your favorite USA Eagles around the globe.
Tony Limbaugh into the 22.
Now, here's your host, Bill Baker.
Hey, everybody. Happy New Year. Welcome to the Eagle Eye Rugby Podcast. This is the first episode of 2022. Thank you for tuning in. Please like, subscribe, and follow on your favorite podcast player or on YouTube. Also, when you get a moment, look up at Eagles Overseas on pretty much all social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok now. Give us a follow and retweet, repost our posts as well. It's all about the game. All right. I don't know if you noticed, I'm kind of in an echo chamber right now. I'm in a new studio, temporary place for a little while. When I say studio, I mean guest room. I had to have ACL surgery this past week, and while they were in there, they also found out I had a torn meniscus, so bit of a road back of recovery for me, but I'm going to be in this beautiful white room with no artwork on the walls or anything like that for a short amount of time, and then when I get back to the studio, I'm updating the studio as well for a new look, and maybe do some new graphics updates of the Eagles Overseas video side. So thank you again for tuning in and checking it out. And again, I apologize for the echo chamber. It'll be fine. Also, quick note here. We are returning to our Clubhouse shows, but now it's not Clubhouse anymore. We are jumping over to Twitter Spaces in a couple weeks, most likely the week before MLR kicks off. A new platform. Hopefully more and more people can access us this way, and we'll give it a try. We're also going to do a test run in the next week or so, and we won't advertise it, but if you see it pop up on Twitter, jump in and say hello to us, and we're just testing it out and see how it works out, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Guest is to be announced, but I think you're going to enjoy talking to him. All right, let's get into it. On this podcast, I have Carly Waters of Saracens. Scrum half got her start a couple weeks ago in a 104-0 game. Kind of tease her a little bit why she didn't score in that game, but I guess scrum halves are just really good at setting up other goals, other scores as well. So talk about that, talking about her time with Saracens so far and her move over to Europe. And also we talk a bit about her first cap for USA against Black Ferns in Chicago at Soldier Field. What a moment that was for her and what, you know, and how much fun that was for her and her family to be involved in. And then what's next for, you know, World Cup hopes. You know, will she return to London next year? Who knows? But we talk about that. So here I am with Carly Waters. Enjoy.
Hi.
Hey, Carly. How are you? Good to see
you. I'm good. How are you?
We've
had some good weather here the last few days, so that's been really good.
Okay. Much better. Where are you from over here in the States?
I grew up outside of Philadelphia, so I'm from downtown.
Oh, okay, so you're not missing the storms that have been coming through this way lately.
No. It's very interesting being here because, like, prior to being here, I lived in Colorado and altitude, so it's, like, super dry. Even in the winter, like, I'm still running in a t-shirt. Like, it's 40 degrees and I'm running in a t-shirt. But here, it's just so moist. Yeah. It, like, the coldness cuts you to the bone.
Well, yeah, it's like, I think it's that, like you said, it's just that moisture in the air that's still there that's not turning to snow, but and it's cold. And I know some games have been postponed or, you know, delayed because of frozen fields too, which is pretty funny. But so listen, how long have you been over there?
Since September 1st. So about
is that long? Okay.
3.5 months. Yeah.
Yeah.
Give
Does it take you long to get settled?
No, I mean, it's hard coming into a team where you're the only, like, most of my teammates are lucky. And prior to last week, I didn't have anyone that I knew on my team. So, like, they had each other where it was, like, interesting to have to start building relationships, like, literally all from scratch, which I haven't had to do since, who knows, kindergarten? I don't know. But even then, as a kid, it's like, you think about how you became friends with someone you don't even know because it was just so easy then.
Well, as little kids, yeah, they just walk up to some other little kid and start playing with them. So, a little different.
Right.
Well, maybe not as different. Right. You guys walked up and started playing together.
I am lucky. One of my roommates did do a summer at ARPTC, so we have a lot of mutual friends. So that's been nice.
That's going to be helpful, especially going into a new, I wouldn't say new culture, but a whole new continent, not knowing anybody.
No, so that really, new helpful. Culture is correct. It really is. Culturally, definitely had a culture shock for a while, yeah.
So let's talk rugby. Let's talk Saracens. You know, you was just immediately right now. So you just had a good win over Loughborough. Did I say that right? Loughborough?
Loughborough.
Jesus, I'm not even close. let's just go Lightning. And the USA teammate, Charlie Jacoby, was on that team as well. You know, it's a good win. You got in late in the match, so you were able to get out there. And then we also saw the debut of who you just mentioned, your new teammate, Lev Kelter.
Yep.
Awesome to be out there playing. You know, good win again. Is it something special about playing against a USA teammate?
Yeah, I think it really is. I count down to this weekend. I play Sale, so I'm really excited to see Nick Benson and Katana, but I definitely count down the days for each team that I have friends on and like seeing them. It is always funny, especially too, like we spent 21 weeks together over the past year in terms of training camp. So it's like, we really know each other's strengths. Like I'm at a scrum and I'm rooting for my Saracens teammate, but I'm like, oh God, Charlie's working the hell out of her. Like, I'm really proud of you, Charlie, but oh, you got two scrum penalties against us, and they were really great, but hurtful to my team.
How is it now having Lev Kelter on the side? It seems like she's fit in right away.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, it was funny. Even last night, we were doing a backstroll, and we did something, and I was like, wow, like, this is someone who knows how I play, and we have similar styles, so it's like, we're running lines off each other that other girls don't know the space to take off of us, or I don't necessarily know the space yet to take off these teammates here. So it was like, this is reassuring and feels like home because we play so similarly.
Yeah, I guess, you know, you have a really quick style of play, and it seems like, I know there were a couple of plays there where I was watching the match and she gets that ball. It wasn't from you, but she just has so much speed and physical. I mean, I don't care who I'm playing against. If I'm going against her, I'm going to be thinking, crap, she's going to hurt me.
Well, it's just the work rate. She gets tackled, she pops the ball up, and then she's the offload option in the next play. So it's almost unstoppable in a sense because you don't know how to defend that. And it's a different space she's taking every time. So it's really good quality.
Well, good. Good to have her on your side and, you know, going on throughout the rest of the season. But you know, right now, you and the Saracens are, I keep on saying the Saracens. I know we don't say the Saracens. You and Saracens have a lead, top of the table, 2-point lead. You know, and with that, you know, you got your first start a couple weeks ago in a 104-point game. Okay. Yeah. How do you not score in that game?
How do I not score?
It's 104 points.
I mean, I guess I don't put myself in the best space at all times.
But you probably created a lot of chances. You were probably the reason why a lot of those points are scored, right?
Yeah, but there was definitely one where I was doing feedback with Rob about it, and I was like, oh, that should have been my try. But I was too worried about stopping the scrum half from coming around the scrum than taking the space. So, yeah.
Gotcha. So, and then let's talk generally about Premier 15s. You know, talk about when you first joined the league, when you first came in September. You know, what were the biggest differences for you right when you got into the league?
It's definitely faster, just in terms of speed of breakdown, speed of play, continuity amongst players. There's a lot here of if the picture is clear and there's no one in front of the breakdown, like, my forwards are going to pick it and go, which is something I'm not necessarily used to in America. Like, it's a lot of knowing your role and staying in your role. As a forward, it's hit the breakdown, set the breakdown, and then I'll go to my next job. But here it's, this is what the picture dictates, and I'm going to play that. And so that's really good because that's the style we want to play as a national team. But it's been a really good challenge for me to push the pace of that and get used to that and the continuity within it.
Now, you're playing alongside and against a lot of international players. You know, is that something that's really maybe helped your game out as well?
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely different perspectives, which is really good. Like, it's challenging thoughts, right? And different thoughts of play in some senses. I don't know. They just always offer me a different perspective that I never necessarily thought about and help me see a space that I didn't know was potentially my space to take or way to support them in some senses.
All right, you mentioned that you play Sale this weekend. Three USA players in that side also, too, so five going together. Hopefully you get this start. Now, I tried this with Alicia Washington when she was playing against the Chiefs. I said, do you have a message for them? And she was being really diplomatic, which I get, but maybe this is your chance to let them know how you really feel this weekend's game's going to go.
Oh, I would just say that I love them and I'm excited to see them.
See?
Because that's how I feel about it.
Yeah, I know.
It's always so funny to just play against each other. Like, I know Katana's, like, Katana's been one of my five halves for how many years? So, like, I know her skill set and I know her strengths. And especially, like, this past November, she really came out in her confidence, in her strength as a ball carrier. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, oh, I know how my Sari's frontline defends, and I'm excited to see Katana challenge that. But also, like, I know what my role is going to have to be around there in order to clean that up or potentially poach a ball from her. So,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny, though, because when you were doing the, say, inter-squad scrimmages for USA side, it's different. You know, you're going against them in a very competitive side. You know, yeah. Clubs going against clubs. So it's got to be a little interesting. I mean, obviously, you're not going to hold back, but then that one or two times where maybe Katana is coming up to, I don't know, lay a hit on you. I mean, she's not going to hold back. So it's got to be funny. I mean, she may say sorry. No, well, maybe she won't, but.
Yeah. I mean, even this weekend when we played Loughborough, like Charlie, she ran the perfect support line and her ball carrier just popped it up a second too late and then knocked it on. And I leaned in and I was like, that was it. That was the line. That was perfect. Like, there you go. That's your skill set as a player. And you had it.
That's good sportsmanship too, not just friendships. I mean, I love I love good sports. Like I coach high school girls soccer, and if I see the other team do something really nice, I'll tell my girls too, that was a great play. I'll even say, as the girls coming off getting swapped out, whatever, excellent work, that kind of thing. I mean, why would you be any other way, you know?
Yeah. I mean, and even one of my teammates, my prop Donna Rose, she is one of the Welsh internationals that just got contracted. Last week she came up to me and she's like, do you know what one of my favorite things is? And I was like, no, what? She's like, when we're on the pitch, we yell, yes, Dawn, way to go, Dawn. Like, just cheering me on. And I was like, yeah, because, well, first I was like, are you being serious? Are you making fun of me? And because there's not a ton of like positive affirmation here. And she was like, no, I'm being serious. And I was like, okay, well, I think it's really important to acknowledge your teammates' strengths because you do a job that I can't do. And I know how hard you must work at it. So that's that. Like, you put in hours, I put in hours, and then it comes together and hopefully creates something beautiful. So, yeah.
Nice. Okay, let's back up a bit. I want to talk a little bit about your growth in the game. You know, I read that you started at a young age, I think 14. And something about your middle school soccer coach said you should play rugby. Was there something like, well, you're not going to do well at soccer, or were you like knocking people down? He's like, you should be playing a different sport.
Oh, I'm far too aggressive.
There you go.
We even on Thursday skill sessions we play here. So it's really all the international players that's at these skill sessions, cause they're in the middle of the day. And the other day, Hannah Botterman and I got into it, like physically got into it. Oh. And playing soccer, because that's how we start Thursdays. And I just like looked at her and I was like, I didn't leave soccer to play rugby for no reason. Like, this is it. I'm going to take out your ankles and I know how to do it legally. So,
legal tackle. Yep.
Yeah.
So, talk about that time when you were 14. You know, what was it? You know, and then also, was there a moment that you were playing the game where you said, yeah, this is it? This is what I need to do.
So I played soccer my freshman year. Well, I played soccer growing up. And then I made the high school team my freshman year, played the season. It was okay for me. It was okay. I was still playing travel soccer at the time. One of my goalies, her dad, came up to me one day and was like, you're pretty aggressive. Like, maybe you should try out rugby. And I was like, haha, okay, whatever. And then on my travel soccer team, a different goalie's parents were like, she's going to play, you should play. And then my best friend who was on that soccer team as well, she was like, okay, like, I'll try it out if you try it out. And she's a natural lock, just through and through. And so I was like, okay, cool. So we started going to practices. We're having fun. I got to the point, well, first off, my high school coaches, the way they did it, they placed people in positions, was all the new girls, they'd line us up and just go by body type.
Okay.
So for a month, I was a hooker and learned how to hooker throw. Cannot do it today. First tournament came, I played flanker for like 2 weeks, and then they realized I could kick. So then I switched to fullback. But then we were like halfway into the season and I had a soccer tournament and I was going to be late to a rugby match. And I went to my coach and I was like, hey, I have a soccer game. I'm going to be there for the A-side rugby game. Like, I'm going to be there. I'm just going to be late for warm-ups. Like, it's going to happen. And he just looks at me and he goes, no, if you're not there, you're not on my team.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, because travel soccer is something I would, like, pay to do. Like,
yeah.
Have been doing it for years. And so it kind of shocked me. But then at the same time, I was like, crossroads with soccer. I don't know if I want to pursue this in college or how far I want to go with it. Not really having that much fun anymore, I think, across my teams or the community in general. So I said, okay. Yeah. And then I emailed my travel soccer coach and said, I don't think I'm coming back. And rugby. So I don't regret it. I mean, it's taken me so many places internationally across the country that soccer would never have taken me.
Let's jump forward now. Let's talk about your first cap. I mean, that's a pretty big match to get into. All Blacks, Chicago, big crowd. And if I'm correct, you started.
Yeah,
I did. Let's talk about that. I mean, what were the emotions or the feelings even when you were selected for that match?
Well, I mean, even to be selected for that tour to begin with was mind-blowing to me. To begin with, college rugby, especially Penn State, was a lot. Like, my philosophy was, like, I'm always doing something when I'm here at school. So in the summer, I just wanted to, like, do the least amount possible. So I'd always go to preseason, not my best, and I'd kick my butt, but it was fine. So I graduated, went to the collegiate All-American camp, didn't hear anything for a really long time. I think it was in August we got emails inviting us to the senior side camp, so the first camp that Rob would actually be present at. And they killed us. They absolutely killed us. I very distinctly remember the forwards were running a Bronco and the backs were playing like a conditioned game. So much running, so much thinking. And then we had to go run the Bronco, not 30 minutes later. It was terrible. It was disturbing. So I came out of that and I was like, well, definitely not going anywhere with this after that performance at all. At that time, I was living at home in Downingtown and commuting to New York like 3 days a week to play for New York Rugby Club, because the stipulation was if we want to be eligible for the national team, we have to be playing in the top league, being the WPL. So I was making that commute. That was really hard mentally, physically, just up at 5 a.m. to bed at midnight because I had things I had to do, lifting skills from 5 to 7 a.m. and then work all day, run on my lunches, and then drive straight to New York and then probably run another conditioning before practice. And then got invited to that, knew I was going on tour, but also knew there were two other scrum halves, one of which was capped. Finished WPL Nationals, went. We flew at like 5 a.m. to Chicago the next day after Nationals. And I'm just there. And I remember, like, it was really Mia Bitzer. I'm really close with her. I was really grateful to have her knowledge and experience. She's been in the system a long time. And I was like, literally, I don't know why I'm here. I'm last in every single conditioning. I'm just mentally, physically, emotionally exhausted from the past season. Like, doing that drive and making this commitment, like, really drained me as a human. And then I went into my selection meeting and it was Rob and Kate Daly. And he was like, yeah, so didn't start too hot, But the last day, you like really stepped up, stepped into it. Like, you're confident in what we're asking you to do, and you're doing well at it. So you're gonna start. And I looked at him and I said, "Are you sure?" And he said, "I'm sorry. What did you just ask?" "I'm being serious. Are you sure?" And then I called my parents, and they had to change their flight because they also didn't think I was going to be roster. So they could be in time for the jersey ceremony. And then to run out there with 6-7 Penn Staters. Decent number of people that I'd been like continually on the journey with. It was like a really special feeling. And then to have so many family there, Penn State teammates there that were at the jersey ceremony, at like I could see at the 50-yard line, was pretty cool. It was like the score didn't even matter because it was just like, wow, we have this experience and it's the first step in our journey. And today, in the grand scheme of things, doesn't impact what happens at the World Cup. So it was like big, really big feeling.
Now, what was it the most you remember about that match?
Probably nothing that happened in the face play, but I definitely remember, like, literally some of my Penn State teammates on the 50-yard line, and there was, like, a line out right there, and they yelled my name, and I just, like, tuned out of the game for a second and looked at them and could be like, like, I'm playing in Soldier Field right now. What the heck? Crazy.
And not just that, but I mean, it must have been a bit of shock. Also, the speed of play, the physicality, everything just moves a lot faster at that international level. I mean, that must have taken you maybe getting hit once or whatever else to get going, right?
Yeah, for sure. Or somebody zooming by you to be like, oh, okay, this is this is how we're playing this. Okay. Yeah.
Carly, what's next for you? World Cup, hopefully?
Goals, World Cup, yeah.
And what would that feel like to pull on that USA jersey in a World Cup match?
I don't know. I don't want to say worth it, right? Because the whole point of the jersey is to, like, get these memories. And I have so many wonderful memories from the girls within this current pool and this team and the opportunities I've been given from it. But, like, I don't know. You think about, like, how many sacrifices we have made in our careers, our personal lives, our families have made. Like, it's a big deal.
What's next immediately for you? How long is your contract with Ceres?
It's through the end of June, so the championship is June 4th. So hopefully a part of that. And then there should be, we don't have our USA rugby schedule yet, but shooting for greater than 6 test matches this year. So then straight into those, really, and then maybe a few weeks break in July or August, and then back into residency.
And would you return to London if you could?
I don't know yet. It's been, like I said, like a really big culture shock, and it's just very different here, the way people interact with each other. Like, I'm so excited to see my teammates this weekend, right? But then there's some girls here that are like, they look across the pitch at some of their international teammates and go,
oh, jeez.
Right. I don't get it. I personally don't get it. I don't know yet, because I don't even know really what, I don't think anyone knows, but what a premiership season looks like in a World Cup year.
Well, Carla, listen, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. Good luck this weekend. I know you really want to say other things to your teammates, but you're not going to. That's fine. That's fine. But good luck with the rest of the season. Good luck next year in the World Cup and all that. And good luck with everything.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for adding the hyperlinks to the profile as well. I read them all.
Thank you.